For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Drunk Sports, what's up, Junk Punchers? Welcome to another fun, exciting episode of Punch Drunk Sports. We appreciate all of your tweets, your retweets, your kind words, both on the Facebook page, the Twitter, and you guys who are going to iTunes and giving us the 5-star reviews. Guys, how are you? The Jew isn't here yet, but he should be joining us at some point. He'll be back in town. About to shoot some. This is not happening. I'm going to go down and watch some. I'm very excited to see it.
I'll probably go. Should be fun.
Yeah, I will. I'm trying to do more active in the community stuff.
Like be supportive of other people's things other than your own, do you mean?
No, I do that anyways. I'll always go support, but I'm just trying to hang out with people.
Oh, be more social, you mean?
Yeah, I have crippling social anxiety, so I literally can't do it.
Do you?
Yeah, really bad. Really bad.
Like new people or just like
just
people
in general? Where have you seen me not, besides comedy store or comedy clubs and this, where have you seen me?
That's actually an amazing point.
No, I just can't.
I've seen you at AA meetings.
Yeah, that's about it. That's literally the only place I can't, I don't have anxiety. I can chill, and even then I have to go to little ones, little me. Anyways, a lot of great stuff going on. We'll get into dates and the gates and the gates in 2 seconds. Real quick, let's give some shouts to our sponsors. We got a great day of sports, so we're excited to get into it, and we got a lot of shit to talk about. We're going to find out if Jason scored with any of his cousins at his redneck wedding, but we'll get into that in 2 seconds. We got BetDSI.com, BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI.eu.com, use Punch Drunk, and get $10 betting cash. Check it out. They love us, we love them, and we appreciate you guys using them.
We also have time to gamble, too. Now NFL's hot.
We're entering
UFC's
October.
Going. Baseball's getting crazy.
Oh, it's great.
Now's time to gamble.
We also have Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffee.com. Go to Caveman Coffee, put in promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and you get 10% all your coffee needs. Guys, thanks for doing that, too. We also have our Amazon links. I owe you a couple bucks, actually. We have our Amazon links. You guys are using it. We really appreciate it. Things are great. But I want to get to our new sponsor because that we kind of brought up last 2 weeks ago. I actually use it.
Draft. It's cool.
Draft. Okay. Yep. The app that's called Draft. And what it is, it's daily.
Draft Now, I think, is the app.
No, I think it's just Draft.
Okay.
I went on it yesterday. It's just Draft. And it's pretty cool because it's a daily fantasy league versus your buddy.
Right.
Which is cool because now we can start doing some serious bag of bets.
And on top of it, here's the thing. When people come up and tell you about your fantasy league, it's like but you're not in the same league with them.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if someone comes up to you and you're like, hey, man, should I start this guy or this guy? That's a conversation you can have.
Right.
But it's like, dude, I'm killing it in my league.
Yeah.
I scored 214. I don't give a shit. We're not in the same league. I don't care. You probably got a bunch of retards in your league.
Yeah.
But now if somebody else comes up to you and they're talking shit about how great they are at fantasy, but you're not in the same league, how about we play for cash this weekend, asshole?
Yeah, I think it's great, dude.
Yeah, so you put your money in, they put their money in, and whoever wins that week, you just take that dumbass's cash.
Yeah.
And now they're done talking.
That's Draft. Go check it out. I guess you're supposed to use promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, but I don't know where you can put the promo code. I have to ask that.
Yeah, when you do it, it's a $5 sign-up fee, and then when you do it, if you use a PUNCHDRUNK code You get your $5 back. So if you use us, you get to do it for totally free.
That's
awesome. And then
awesome.
You can just play your dumbass friends that keep yapping about how good they are in their stupid fucking league. They're playing me now, fuckhead!
Yeah. Red State team loves draft, and we love draft too. Guys, use it. Let's get it going. I'll do this. Anybody want to take Tripoli on? Anybody want to take Teeb on?
Yep.
We'll fucking take you guys on.
Yep.
We'll go $5 leagues.
Yep.
We'll do it for 1 week.
Yep.
We'll see how many people want to do $5.
Yeah, we'll throw $5 games.
I'll do 10 guys.
And,
I'm going to go 10 dudes.
And
that sounded uncomfortable.
Can somebody please just clip that soundbite?
I'll do five.
Going,
10
I
dudes.
Want 10, I go 10 guys. I'll take 10 guys on at once. You think you got a big dick? Come on.
Clip that one, too. Can we clip that one, too?
Clip it all.
You think you got a big dick.
So we really appreciate everything. Guys, our numbers keep slowly going up. Guys, the more you tell your friends about us, the more it grows. The more it grows, we can start doing, like, if we can get maybe 10,000, 20,000 more listeners, which we could start touring and doing live Punch Drunk Sports in your towns. That's really what the goal is now. We can come in. We'll do a one-nighter, me, Teeb, when Ari's available. Maybe we'll bring the Mexican, you know. And we'll go out there and we'll do a show, and then we'll do a little podcast after.
The one we did in San Diego was really fun.
We just got to get, everyone's got to, if you got a crazy friend, tell them about the show. And listen, if you're like, dude, you're going to love the show, pick your favorite episode ever and go listen to this episode. This is a classic. Check this out. And then we'll go from there.
iTunes, Apple TV,
and guys,
Apple News.
Yeah, we're on Apple News now. Guys, we need writers, too. We'd love to have writers on the podcast website at punchdrunksports.com. If you want, just do a video blog. Video blog something crazy, and we'll make you a writer. You can post away on the website. We'll see how it goes. A lot of great stuff to get into. Obviously, we got NFL. Obviously, we got some UFC coming up. NBA's about to start. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, October is great because you got NBA, you got NFL, you got baseball when baseball really, really matters.
This is when you start checking into baseball.
And you got
halfway through September.
Yeah, if you're not like a diehard baseball guy, you know, there's people that are just fucking, that's it.
Aaron's 365.
He's off-season reading shit. He's how I am with football, and he's how you are with basketball.
Aaron goes there with the old school pad that keeps the numbers on everything.
Yeah.
You know
how
many score
games?
No, I just learned how to do it, though.
Oh, yeah, I used to have to do it. Well, I work at the red zone, everybody knows that, but they used to have the strike zone. Which was great because it was 4 days a week. So I was doing 5 days a week when it was football and baseball. And you would just have to sit there and score the game. So anytime you'd be like, hey, what was his last three at-bats? And then you're like, you know.
Dude, I don't get your red zone. I get the NFL's red zone.
Yeah.
And I know you probably hate it.
I do hate it.
Because they jacked you.
They sure did, yeah.
It is the best thing ever.
It's great, dude. It's literally, it's great for stoners, people gambling. It's like, we will be your remote control.
You know, no longer
have someone say stoners.
It's compilation porn. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
It's literally compilation
yep.
football porn yeah. where it's just like, score, score,
yeah.
score, score.
It's all just money shots.
And
yeah.
it's the only way I can watch the Raiders here because San Diego, you fucking assholes, you fucking
oh,
took the
on,
market.
Yeah, sure
so
did.
Now we get the San Diego games. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be going into week four with a winning record.
It's been a long time.
You're
since
so
you said
excited.
That.
I am, dude. I'm
it's
so excited.
It's been a long time since you've been able
I'm
to say
I'm going
that.
To the HaHa now on Sundays to go watch games. I just decide I have to go. I have to start actually watching because there's no reason for me to watch it before.
What's that?
Why do you go to the HaHa?
Because they got all the games near my house.
Oh.
Comedy Store is doing something cool on Mondays now. They're showing Monday Night Football in the back bar. And you can reserve your seat, like anybody, not just for comics, anybody. You can reserve a seat there because there's limited seats for the game. And then if you do that, you get free admission to the show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's smart. They're doing smart shit like that.
Not to get off track, the Comedy Store is amazing places. I've been blessed to be doing like an hour on Saturdays. You can give me the spot. I'm kind of upset about it, but it was still cool. I love it. Anyways, let's get back into
Red Zone is basically just facial after facial after facial.
It's so great,
you know what I mean?
Dude.
Like, you don't have to watch all the dialogue and the porn. And, oh, look who's walking in. I wonder what's going to happen here. Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward.
Dana's like, I think we get that red zone. I'm like, Tebow's like, no, Tebow's ripoff of Tebow. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel bad watching this, but I had to because it's the only way I could watch any Raiders.
Well, they're smart. I mean, the NFL's smart. What they did is, like, they had the NFL package with DirecTV exclusively. And for 6-7 years, it was the only way you could get every game. But then the NFL goes, year 7, okay, we're going to still deal with you guys. You're fine. You can keep your show. You can keep the NFL package. But, by the way, we're starting the NFL Network, and we're going to put it on everything that isn't DirecTV, and we're going to also steal your exact show with different hosts and totally different people.
Yeah, and they stole the name, too.
That's all of it. Weird.
How can you do that?
They're the NFL.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah,
well, like, can you sue them?
No, we paid them $2 billion last year to re-up with the NFL package and have the red zone. And they're like, cool, thanks for the $2 billion. By the way, we're also fucking your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And there really isn't.
You're like, you were sitting in a negotiation.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, change the name to Red Zone. I'll sign
well,
up.
I pissed all of us off. I mean, there's only
100-something
people that work on the show.
No, I get it, dude.
I'm 11th person on the call sheet.
That's
we'll
fine.
Say that.
Hey,
we'll
dude,
say that.
All 10 of those guys need to die, and then you're running everything.
Yeah. I mean, everybody above me makes fucking bank. Top 4 people all have Emmys in their office.
Really?
Yeah.
So it will happen, dude. Your time will come.
That I'll get an Emmy? I doubt it. I doubt
dude,
it.
Dude, believe in yourself.
But yeah, that is a fucking... If you're a football fan, that's a fucking fun job.
Let's get into just the I think...
I think some of the smoke is starting to clear a little bit about who's really, really good, who's overrated, and who's like, we got a lot of fucking juggling here to do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the top 3 in each AFC-NFC.
Okay. This Jason Tebow's top 3 teams, NFC, AFC.
You should do that everything I say. Everything he says, I'm going to do this. NFC, let's see who we
NFC.
Packers for sure, number 1. Packers,
really?
Dude.
Over the Arizona? Arizona's murdering
Packers,
people.
Arizona.
1-1-A.
And Falcons are top 3. Top 3. And then the AFC... In no particular, well, Patriots for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Patriots. Steelers are good, even though they have a loss.
Well,
they're 2-1.
They just lost Ben Roethlisberger. I wouldn't put them there.
Still, I mean, Roethlisberger, I mean, Vic's not a bad backup if you got to
no,
have
I
a gotcha. Backup.
You gotta I
have.
Gotcha.
It's not like they got, like, you know, Whedon or one of these
I mean,
bozos. Jimmy Clausen coming in.
Do we get excited at all about Cincinnati? They always do this to us.
Nope,
they always
Cincinnati's
do this
good, dude. They're playing their defenses. The difference is the defense. All 6 of those teams I just mentioned not only are scoring, you know, averaging probably 30 points a week, Arizona scored 42 weeks in a row. Granted, 2 of those were pick sixes, so their offense really didn't, you know. But they're all 6 of those teams are playing some buckle down D.
Okay, so you got, obviously, this is the order, New England Patriots,
yep.
Cincinnati Bengals,
yep.
The Oakland Raiders.
I think Raiders win that division.
I love them, dude.
No, you don't think the Broncos?
Broncos are up there, but Broncos are... Their defense has bailed them out a lot.
Yeah.
There's been 2 of their 3 wins with 5 minutes left. You're like, Broncos lost this game. Oh, my God. An interception for a touchdown?
Yeah.
Oh, you just saved fucking Manning's ass.
I was listening to CBS, their CBS podcasting, their NFL thing, and they literally said that the Denver Broncos will be a mediocre offense with an amazing defense. And that's the
that's
only
exactly
reason they're going to
they
stay.
I mean, they'll make the playoffs, but they're going to get up against somebody that's just, like, I mean, I think the Patriots beat the fuck out of the Broncos in the playoffs.
Now, the Colts, what is
overrated.
Going on with this?
No offensive line whatsoever, and I think they're playing a little predictable. I mean, I don't think they're doing anything that's tricky. I think Frank Gore, they've done the same thing year after year for the last 3 or 4 years. Let's get this running back that, you know, is a little bit older or whatever. We'll get him a veteran in here. They did it with Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
They did it with Gore.
Well, Trent wasn't he was just kind of a former top 3 pick that they thought just needed a change of scenery.
Sure. But, I mean, you know, they bring it. He was still a veteran. He still had 4 or 5 years under his belt and couldn't catch on to a team.
He had 2.
He had what, 2 with Cleveland?
Two in Cleveland where it flamed out.
I thought it was four.
No, but I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong, but it's like their thing is let's get a guy who they think needs a change of scenery.
Yeah. And it just hasn't worked. No. I mean, when's the last time you're like, wow, they had a great – that running game is like on point for them.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting that you see these teams refuse to draft running backs in the first round and then they struggle with running backs. Now, you have some people like Bell, who obviously wasn't a first pick, and, you know, Lacy was like top like at the second round. He was a pretty high pick.
The but, here's a quiz. Who is the – of all the starting 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, who has the lowest passer rating in the NFL? It'll shock you.
Peyton Manning.
Nope.
Kaepernick.
Nope. Andrew Luck.
Oh, my God. Really?
The 32nd ranked passer rating.
Oh, look who's joining us. Look who's joining us from... Hello.
What are you, in an airplane? What are you, French? Airplane bathroom?
Hello. Hey, how are you?
What are you, in an airplane bathroom? Can you hear us?
Can't hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, we got a plug. You. Is the thing in Bopper's plug
no,
in?
It's still, but that.
No, he needs the this the little one. Oh, it should be.
Check if it's in the right hole. I might have put it in the wrong one.
How many times have you heard that?
Cha-ching.
Ari, hello. How's that?
Can you hear us now? Can you hear us now?
Ari,
can you hear us? Ari, it's got to be something on his end. Yeah. Something on your end. Your end. Not ours. You.
Nothing.
Can you hear us?
You want to call me back?
Yeah, sure.
We'll call you back. We'll call you
I like how he's giving us hand signals while we can hear him.
He's really looking weird with that haircut. Anybody with me on that one? Like, looking real.
He's like a mohawk just sitting in a Canadian bathroom. Man.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? What if I yell? Hey!
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Nothing. Yelling doesn't do. Call me, Jew says.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try one more time. Why don't we add him? Can we do an ad?
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay.
Well, we can hear him.
I can hear him perfectly.
I'm going to text him.
Guys, listen at home, thank you for tuning in. We're having a little technical difficulties. Let's do some dates out the gates while we're trying to figure this out.
Okay. I just texted Ari. What do you got, Sam Tripoli?
I am this Friday night. I'm at Club One in Fresno with Brian Redband. And we've added another show. Tickets sold. So we had another show, so we're going to be doing two shows, a Club One comedy at the Club One Indian Casino. So come on out and rock.
Me.
October 9th, have a big show that I am doing with Don Barris and the Big Three from Windy City Heat at Neil Leeds Mattress Store, the Barris Kennedy Overdrive. We'll be doing a 45-minute set of rock and roll.
Whoa! Big show.
That's going to be a lot of fun. All those people are coming up. We also have Tripoli's birthday at the end of October.
Has been criticized for
what?
Who knows what that was? And then, November 3rd, I will be at the Irvine Improv. Following it up, November 4th, I will be headlining the Madhouse in San Diego. So hit me up about those. Those are my next fun ones.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Look at his face. Oh, he's so dejected. Ari, I can't be bothered. I'm mad.
All right, so what are we going to do, dude? We can't hear him.
Why doesn't he try fucking with it or something? We can hear him fine, so it can't be our end.
Ari, okay, text him. We hear you perfectly.
I did. I just texted him that.
We hear you perfectly.
He's texting me back.
It's got to be your side. Okay, as we're dealing with this, let's keep talking about sports.
Why don't we? Yeah,
what?
He's texting me. I'm watching.
In your opinion, is of the 0-3 teams, what's the best of the 0-3 teams? We got
probably
Kansas City.
Oh, 0-3. 0-3.
Kansas City.
Let me look at the
Baltimore. Who else is 0-3?
Oh, God. Definitely not the Bears. I think the Bears are the worst team in football. I think New Orleans is very overrated as well.
How can you be overrated and 0-3?
Because all you heard about up until the last 3 weeks is how they're going to easily win that division. And now you're like, they're old, they're beat up.
No, it doesn't work.
Can we mute Ari typing his fucking book report?
I don't know why he can't hear. It's on his end.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Ravens. Ravens are good.
Ravens should be better. Obviously, losing Suggs hurts your team.
Lions, God, the Lions are just getting butt-fucked too, huh?
Yep.
Everybody said, who's it? Golden Tate said this morning, he goes, every team thus far knows exactly what we're doing. Like, every single time we've been beat, it's not because the other team outplayed us, it's because the other team knew exactly what we were doing every single
time.
So
he's saying the plays aren't original.
Or that just formation-wise, if you watch them on film, you can tell what's coming at you,
right?
Or they know something about hand signals, or they're the snap count, all that shit. They're like, you know, people are just in our head.
Okay, I think we should tell Ari we don't know what's going on, and we got to do a show.
Let me check.
Yeah, Frank, he said something.
Did he text you?
Yeah.
That's halfway there. It's
That's
not
so
my
fun.
Computer. It plays sound in YouTube. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did he text you, Frank?
Yeah, he just texted me.
God, your phone is just shattered, bro.
Yeah, man, I broke it.
What is with that? Dude, that phone is so Mexican.
Break that several times.
Look at that Mexican phone. Well, that Mexican. Oh. Did that phone get in a fight in a fucking after a Dodgers game? Ha!
I like when Ari gets cunty.
Which is all the time. Hey Ari!
Nothing. Look at that. If you guys could see how fucking angry he looks.
Okay, we lost him. That's fine. I hate it. I love Ari. I wish he was on the show, but it's just like, what can you do?
Yeah. Didn't
we got people at home demanding to hear our hot takes. Hey, do me a favor. Can you go look up ESPN too? Look up ESPN. Let's see what the hot stories are. Or SB Nation.
How are you doing in fantasy?
I am. So far, the playoffs started today. I'd be in none of my playoffs. I'm 2-1 in one league, and then 1-2 in all the rest of my leagues.
Yeah, I'm 2-1. I think across the board. I think I'm 2-1 in everything.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what I am in the store. I beat the fuck out of Mervis this week.
Dude, did you see the ass blasting I took?
And of all people, from Chris Milhouse, who...
Dude, have you ever seen anyone score 200 points in our league?
I mean, you know what it was. I think, didn't he have Arizona's defense against you?
He had everything against me.
How bad are the Niners, speaking of Arizona's defense?
Who's the kid who bartends at the Comedy Store?
Which one?
With the longish hair? He's a really nice guy. He's a 49ers fan.
Longish
Why
hair.
Why can't I remember his name? I always forget. He's such a nice guy.
Waitress Rob?
Yeah, Waitress Rob.
Yeah.
He
first of all, doesn't have long hair.
Yeah, he did for a while.
Oh, maybe he did. Yeah. It's been short for a while, though.
Dude, I have $40 riding on, like, whether they have a winning record, San Francisco.
That might be money in the bank for you.
And whether they come in last. And I'm like...
Last in their division?
Yeah.
That might... So you have two $20 bets?
Yeah. He should just hand me the $40 fucking right now.
You should go like, hey, man, listen, I feel bad about taking your money. You know, sometimes, like, if you're, like, about to win something big.
Right.
And then they'll call you and they'll be like, hey, we'll settle for you right now. We'll give you half the money right now if you want to tap out right now.
Dude, I should do that.
You should go, listen, give me $20. We'll call this bet off. I feel bad.
Yeah, we should do that.
I'll let you check out right now for half.
We should
half price.
Fucking do that, man.
Half price.
Dude, I cannot tell you how excited I am about fucking the fact that the Raiders are 2-1.
You know
it's
what it is?
Unbelievable.
Name me the last time you guys had a go to, it's third down, we got to get it to this guy, or a game breaking wide receiver. Tim Brown?
Yeah.
Who? Since Tim Brown?
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Skype.
Oh, we had Randy Moss, remember?
Okay, but when you had Moss, you didn't have anyone to get him the ball.
Right.
So you had a problem but now you got this awesome thing, which is kind of what the Falcons did when they got Ryan right in his prime, and then they drafted Julio Jones for him because Roddy White was getting a little older.
Right. Right.
And they're like, now you're just going to, it's just you and this
Which
guy.
Is, dude,
ride or die.
AC/DC is, I mean, dude, I got to be honest with you. You knew I was against, I wasn't a big fan of Derek Carr's because he played for Fresno.
Yeah.
He got, and he went up against USC and got housed. Ari, can you hear us?
Ari.
Can you hear us? No? Still no?
Is the other end of this not connected?
Let's check it.
It is? Okay.
It's got to be on his end, right? Anyways, so Fresno, he goes to Fresno, gets housed by USC. And I'm like, ugh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, but.
And then they drafted him, and I was pissed because I wanted us to suck so we could get James. No. Why did I want us to suck? Oh, because I knew if we took Derek Carr, we wouldn't suck to get Jameis Winston.
Right.
But we got him, and he ended up.
He's
dude,
good.
He's legit.
Carr's good.
I think he's better than good. I think he's legit.
Yeah, I mean, he should be your starter for the rest of his career.
Right.
If all
the next
goes well.
10 years.
Right.
I mean, dude, now all we. And Murray's decent. I don't think he's mind blowing, but I think he's decent.
Yeah, like 130 yards. That's good. You know, and back-to-back 100 yards receiving for Cooper, who's awesome. Cooper's good. Cooper is who we thought he was. We had him on the hook, and then we let him go. That's one of the best meltdowns. What meltdown is better? That meltdown? The Bears are who we thought they were. Huh. That meltdown?
You want to crown them? Crown them!
Yeah, you want to crown them? Then go ahead and crown their asses. We had him on the hook, and we let him off. That meltdown was good. But so was the practice. We're talking about practice.
But those are two different things because one's a player, one's a coach. Who's the other great meltdowns? I'm 40, and I'm a man.
Yeah, the college guy. You talk to me. You don't talk about my players. Or the TL crying about Romo. That's my quarterback, man.
Oh, I love it.
Sunglasses on crying. He was an emotional guy. I've seen Terrell Owens cry more than I've seen all my ex-girlfriends added together cry.
Well, you know who plays tennis with him?
With Terrell Owens?
Kate Quigley.
Of course she does.
And I keep trying to tell her to bang him so I could watch.
Oh, God, I'd watch that.
Right?
I'd watch that just to see his form.
Yeah.
I'm not curious about seeing her naked. Just go to her Facebook page.
You don't
want to
see Kate Quigley naked.
I've seen it a zillion times. Go to her Facebook page.
Dude, she's hot as fuck.
Yeah, you're in love with her, huh?
No, she's just a friend. But
ah, okay, she's a friend. She's fucking hot as fuck, man. I like to watch her take a shit. You're my best friend. That's a friend. I don't want to watch you shit. I don't want to watch you fuck.
I don't want to watch any girl shit. That is not my thing.
Well,
watching a girl shit is the one thing I don't enjoy watching.
I know
women
that's a thing that you have. What if she's like?
That's a thing I have.
Yeah, you've mentioned it several times.
Well, you're cool with it? If your girl's just like power dump.
No. I mean, I don't want to watch anybody shit. But if there's certain girls that are like, hey, you watch me fucking have explosive diarrhea, and then we get to fuck. I'm like, cool. 3D glasses or no 3D glasses?
3D glasses, no 3D.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like, if you walked in the bathroom and there's somebody just wearing 3D glasses and some girl's bent over just spraying shit. You're like, it's already in 3D. What's with the glasses, idiot?
So fucking funny. Let's get into some stories from the NFL. Cam Newton. Did you hear what he said when he said that the...
Why are they making a big deal? But the referee said...
One, do you think one... The guy said it, the ref?
Probably.
And two, do you think Cam Newton broke a rule by kind of saying what guys say in the field? There's kind of been this rule that, you know how guys are like, shit-talking goes on,
sure,
and once it gets
of
off...
Course.
Like, what's his face from the NBA? Charlie Villanueva, or whatever his name is. He plays for the Mavs. And he went and said what Kevin Garnett was saying to him, and people got kind of pissed at him because, like, shit talking is supposed to stay on the court.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you're supposed to be cool.
Yeah, but you don't, and especially in this day and age of social media where everybody just wants to clam onto a story. Now, if you don't know what this story is, there's a Cam Newton basically had mentioned to a referee, hey, why can't I get some of these calls? And the ref, what I assume, jokingly says, you're not an old enough player to get calls like that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a joke of like, hey, if you want to be get the calls that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady might get, some of these, you know, sometimes you go, oh, they just gave that call because it was him.
Right.
Whether that's true or not, if you're going to make that joke to a referee, the referee is going to joke back, hey, man, you know, maybe 8 more years of your career, you'll start getting those calls. To me, that's just... At work joking, you know, razzing your buddy at work. You made a joke to me, I made a joke to you. It's not even that big of a deal. And now the NFL's got to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to look at it. This guy said this and this guy said that. Shut up. Just play football. You made a joke to him. He joked back with
you. Yeah, and you can't. You just can't come cry like that.
Those refs are. It's a hard job.
Yeah,
it's a hard job.
And you just can't do that. You can't come out in the media and say something. You pay the price like that. Those refs have each other's backs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough fucking job. And you know what? When I was in high school, I don't know what he taught, I know he taught driver's ed and then something, he was like an English teacher or something like that. But his side job, he was an NFL referee on the weekends. And he was actually a referee that was like the first year, it was like 85 or 87 or something, where they gave Super Bowl rings to refs. Like before that, you didn't get a Super Bowl ring if you refereed the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
So the first year that they did give referees Super Bowl rings to referee the Super Bowl,
right?
He was worked that Super Bowl. So a high school teacher in Michigan City, Indiana, was walking around rocking a Super Bowl ring, and he would.
How long till he got mugged?
I actually have it. If you want it, I'll sell it to you.
That's correct.
But he would always tell stories about, like, you know, he had all these pictures of, like, hanging out with Walter Payton, and he knew all these certain players because he would always work all these games. Still nothing with Ari, just sitting in a fucking hotel room. I don't know. What if we use this computer instead of that computer?
We've tried that before. It doesn't work. You can try it, dude. You can try it.
I mean, maybe it'll work. Who knows? You just got to clear all Sam's porn.
I already did that. Hey.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
By the way, try to close down your Pornhub account. Have you ever tried that?
I don't have a Pornhub account.
Okay. Well,
I'll open one and then I'll try to close one. Why?
You just can't do it.
Why can't? Because they just won't let you go.
Yeah.
It's like a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Let's talk Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay.
Let's talk Aaron Rodgers.
Might be the best quarterback in football.
Is he the is he playing at a level you've never seen before?
Yes. For three games, yeah.
Why?
And I'll tell you why I would take him over Brady.
Explain.
Because Brady's playing out of his fucking head, too. Brady's like a man on a mission. This whole thing, I think, just infuriated him.
Off.
It just infuriated him. I mean, five touchdowns. But I would go Rodgers over Brady. One, he's a little bit younger. He's a little bit bigger. But the way he moves with those feet in that pocket, the way he moves the pocket, the way he can avoid a sack and keep the play going and hit some of these guys that get loose when they think he's about to get sacked, and the way he can run for a first down on a broken play, gives him a slight edge to me over Brady. Brady's a great fucking quarterback, too.
Obviously.
But I think Aaron Rodgers could probably do this with just about every team in the NFL.
Really?
I tell you.
You put him on any team, and he's lighting it up.
Pretty much.
Is San Francisco still paying for not drafting him?
San Francisco might be paying for getting rid of
Harbaugh?
Well, Harbaugh for sure. I think that hurts them too. And the funny thing is the guy they hired as a coach is the guy who was narking him out. You know that? He was the assistant that was going to the owners and telling them all the shit that Harbaugh was bitching about the team. So then that's what started the whole fight.
What an asshole.
That's what started the whole fight.
Karma's
between,
a bitch.
That's what started the whole fight between the owners and got that little riff going with them.
Right.
With Harbaugh. And then that gets in the media. Oh, the owners don't like Harbaugh. Harbaugh wants to run things one way. And then he just leaves and takes his dream job. So it works out great for Harbaugh.
Fucking retard.
And then they hire the fucking narc. And it just goes to all shit.
Ari, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yay! All right, that's all for our NFL talk. Let's move on to our...
Oh, no, because I got to tell Ari something.
Dude, the Raiders are tied with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I've been dying to say something to Ari about the Cowboy game. Ha ha.
Stupid.
Welcome to the show, Ari Shaffir. Ari's going to be in town for This Is Not Happening. You're going to be when you get in town.
I'm getting in town Thursday.
And how long are you here for?
This Thursday?
This Thursday. I'm here till the 13th.
Awesome.
Did you call in for spots this week?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yesterday.
So what do you got? Two Friday main room, two Saturday main rooms, and then two OR Fridays, and then another OR Saturday?
I just said whatever you're going to give Tebow, just slide those over to me.
Oh, so you'll be performing in the belly room December 13th, 8 p.m. 4-minute set.
Yeah, about that.
Sweet.
You're not getting spots, huh?
I just, you know what? I haven't even really been calling in. I told Adam, I'm like, look, man.
Yeah.
Showcase, when you showcase, showcase me. But, you know, the spots that I would get when I call for these development spots, they're 4-minute spots at 7:30.
If you are chill, you'll become a regular.
Yeah, I'm
I
fine.
Guarantee it.
I'm totally
you
fine.
You just got to chill.
I'm fine. So happen. I really haven't been, you know, I pop in and out of there. I'm there like twice a week. I'll go if there's like a good show going on or if I do have a spot, I'll show up. But I'll go like twice a week.
The store's been insane, dude. And I've been there for a while. It's insane.
Did you hear that Red Band got sucker punched?
I was there for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw that from Red Band, but I never know if that was true or not.
I wasn't there, but it was true. I heard about it.
I came off stage. Everyone's like, I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, and this guy, Ian, a really cool cat, guy who got me into AC/DC last night. I couldn't fucking believe it. Free fucking tickets. Me, Rena ZZ, and Steve Simone. And he's ready to fucking lay into Richie. I don't even know if this guy Ian, he's like this shredded British guy. He looks like the transporter with a gay face, I tell him. And he's like, dude, you let your friend fucking punch this guy just in the face? I guess the guy was picking up chairs, whacked out, probably on cocaine, lifting chairs put away. And Red Band's like, dude, calm down. We're sitting here. He's like, no, we got to put the chairs away. The guy's like, you don't need to
wait.
Just one of Richie's friends.
Some friend
Gino,
of Richie's, yeah.
And he just fucking just... boom, just pops him right in the face and runs off.
Yeah, he tried to take Red Band's girlfriend's chair, too. And she was, like, holding on to her chair, like, no, you can't take my chair. And then Red Band said something to him and then kind of, like, looks away. And then the guy just fucking
pops him.
Hit him.
What, is he just coked up friend of one of the managers?
Yeah.
That sounds cokey.
Yeah, that's totally cokey.
It's 100% cokey.
That's bad cokey. Well, that's not good cokey.
Go help. I'm going to put the chairs away.
Yeah.
Stoners would be like, hey, man, I'm not moving that chair because then I got to talk to that person. I'm just going
to sit
here in the
corner. They're like, I couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah, I tried, but then there was too many people out there.
The only stoners who get violent are rappers. Have you noticed that? Like, they're the only ones who smoke weed and shoot people.
Right.
It's so fucking weird.
And it's not even, that's just because they smoke so much weed that it doesn't even count. They're just always stoned, so they started stoned.
Yeah.
And so it's not even like a pot had nothing to do with that.
And then they always put weird drugs in the weed. It's like, why are you doing that?
Lacing it?
Yeah, they're like, oh, man, I just smoked some weed. I mean, I had a little PCP, but you know what? Weed doesn't.
I miss the old days of weed. I'll go ahead and say it. Sure, it's legal now. Sure, it's, you know, and it's like you could smoke like a little fucking pebble of pot and then you're train wreck stoned. But I miss the old days where you had a guy, you could get a joint, you could smoke the whole thing without feeling like your face is melting off.
You can still get those, but you just have to ask for them.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
I feel bad for all the old weed dealers. Like, what jobs do you get after this?
Fucking work at Denny's. I did that. Yeah. I did that medicinal show where and you know, we've been doing those for years. We've been doing those pot shows before it was legal. Before it was even legal. So now I get asked, hey, you want to come do this fucking pot show with blah, blah, blah. So I go and do it. And everybody in the room, they're not even smoking pot anymore. They got these big glass things and they have blow torches. It looks like I'm doing a show at a welder's convention.
That's too much.
Dabs are too much.
I've been imagining performing for these people. I'm doing jokes, and everyone's just like, not even listening. They're fucking fucked up.
I smoked weed. Was at the the Cannabis Cup, and they're like, smoke a dab
at the Canada place.
Cannabis Cup.
Oh,
in San Francisco.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Best times of my fucking life.
Wasn't that with Gareth? Was Gareth there? Yeah, he was telling me about that too.
Gorgeous fucking weed chicks. Weed chicks used to look like granola bitches. Now they're all like futuristic Mexican strippers. It's just
They're background. They look like background dancers. Oh, now.
It's different. It's for sure different.
It's just unfucking believable. All right, Ari, let's get into some NFL with you, and we'll talk about some other shit because I got this guy calling in at 1. Tommy Toehold is going to do the UFC fights coming up. So we got a big card this week. NFL, what are you liking? What are you not liking, Ari?
Well, I don't like how the Cowboys' defense gave way. I mean, Whedon was pretty good. Their offense wasn't bad at all.
No, Whedon played good.
Yeah, and so did, like, everybody. I mean, they're missing their best three offensive players, unless you count Dan Bailey, their kicker, who was really good, but, like, he ain't going to hold it down. But
kickers
like,
are a dime a dozen, though.
Eh, he's really good.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the point is, though, it's like it's just the defense let him down, and that is maybe just a sign of the Falcons being good.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, Julio Jones just looks like a black robot.
He's arguably him or Antonio Brown is the best receiver in football.
I mean, dude, Larry Fitzgerald's doing pretty fucking good.
He is doing good. He is doing good.
He's doing pretty good, man.
He's playing past his age.
You are lucky though. Your division sucks.
Division sucks. Honestly, if we go 9-7, we're okay.
Yeah.
So as long as 5-5, when those guys start coming back, I think we can go 4-2 and win it.
You guys can win that division.
Easy.
Yeah.
Falcons have three wins. All three of them against the division.
That's one down. That's our chief. Them and the Giants are really our only competition.
Giants could be 3-0 right now.
Redskins are weird, too. Redskins are weird, though. Redskins could win that division.
No,
they're weird.
No. Stop it. You're making a fool of yourself.
I don't think so.
Redskins cannot win the division in any
way.
That division is toilet paper.
It is toilet paper, but there's no way. The only person they can beat that is, who are they going to beat? The Eagles? I mean, who are they going to beat on a regular basis?
That division is going to come down like the NFC South.
That's because it's 4-12.
Remember the NFC South last year? A 6-10 team won the division.
Yeah.
And then the other team, and the Falcons almost won.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
No, what?
It ended up being better. They pulled off a couple wins. Let me look it up.
Well, that's what Stat Boy's for.
Yeah,
no, Stat Boy, look it up. You're
it was
right.
A losing record. A team
what
with a losing
record. What
division is
that called? What's the name of the division?
NFC South.
NFC South.
NFC South, 2014.
14 standings. No, dude, Washington can't win that division anyway.
I think a 7-9 team won that division.
Giants are two fourth quarter collapse away from being 3-0. They could legitimately be 3-0 right now.
Yeah, but they make collapses because they're not a good team.
Well, yeah, but they... Yeah. But they could be 3-0.
I see what you're saying. They definitely had a chance.
You know, they could be 3-0. I mean, Dallas is definitely into it. I mean, that's just, I don't know if we can hold up.
7-8-1 won the division last year.
There you go. Better than 7-9. Yeah. That was the first losing record, I think, to be in the playoffs.
No. To win the division. Seattle, Seattle, the year before, 2 years before, Pete Carroll's first year. He got into the playoffs with a losing record. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, so did Carolina last year.
Because it was Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco. Everyone sucked that year. They all
Kaepernick sucks.
Yeah, Kaepernick.
He's had three bad games. Last week was hilarious. This last Sunday. First drive, first play, interception for a touchdown. Arizona scores, touchdown. Everyone's celebrating. It's in there. They kick off, Arizona kicks off after the touchdown. Second play, Kaepernick. They run the exact same play, pick six again. His first two passes were interceptions for touchdowns.
Which is the first time that's happened since 1920, they said.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's crazy. Really? Before they allowed black people. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah. They probably did. That's like the first year they were allowed like forward passes and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all, so at Red Zone,
first
we're all.
First ever forward passes.
We're interceptions for touchdowns. They're like, I told you this wasn't going to work. Say, fella, you're throwing the ball forward. The other team's intercepted it and taking it to the house.
The other team is taking it. What should we call that?
Hey, that's the old trolley number two. So we're watching. So watching Red Zone, there's all
of you. Do you ever watch Red Zone, Ari?
No.
It's
I don't have
awesome.
The cable.
It's awesome.
I know. No, I've seen it in Renazisi's house before. I've seen it.
Red Zone is like we were talking about compilation porn. It was just the greatest hits, dude. Just score.
So what
score.
Porn?
Compilation porn? You know where it's like where they just edit all the things?
Jizz shot.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, I know. Yeah, everyone. You're just
those are pretty good.
You're just ducking cum. It's like dodgeball from balls. Dodgeballs. So we're watching all the games at once, me and Andrew, the host, and the other two people that have the same job I do. Watching all the games, and then we look back at the Niners game, and so Andrew goes, did he just do that again? And then the other two guy goes, no, I think that's a replay of the last one. It looked so identical that we didn't even think it just happened again. We're like, no, that's that. They're just showing a replay of what just happened 45 seconds ago. It's impossible that would happen twice.
Do you think that NFL quarterbacks, once you've been playing, I mean, all through high school, probably peewee, college, and then the pros for a few years, Kaepernick's there. Do you ever think they get to the point where they just kind of like want to test themselves to the point where he could be like, I could make that throw. I could get that throw in.
Yeah.
And like immediately tried it again. And yeah. I go, oh, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's if you're playing Madden and you have like this one screen pass, it just works on everybody. And you do it. And then they intercept it and take it for a touchdown. And then you get the ball back and you're like, there's no way that this guy's going to think that I'm going to run the play again that he just intercepted for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you do and he intercepts it for a touchdown again. You go, God, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
Damn it.
God,
Do you remember Al Davis pretty much fired Mike Shanahan because he run the same play twice in a row that and each time it failed? There was a famous like run around the corner that that Mike Shanahan ran, and it bombed. And so then he did it again. And Al Davis was like, who the fuck runs the same play twice in a row? And pretty much fired him after that.
Yeah,
wow.
That's got to be hard, man. Coaching has to be hard.
It is hard.
Or else we'd all be doing it.
Yeah.
It's not like comedy.
I mean, it's got to be comedy. You just have to be like, you know what you have to do to be a comic? Do an open mic and then just now tell everybody you're a comic.
Yeah.
Just, you're a comic now.
Yeah, just do it.
He's a regular at the Comedy Store. Never seen you there, dude. Yep. Never seen you there.
Just make 100 cards.
I remember Brody at the Improv one night. He was hosting, and somebody was like, what's your credits? Like, oh, I'm a regular at the Comedy Store. Are you? I've never seen you there, and I won't give it if it's not a real introduction. And the guy was like, well, I perform in the belly room. He goes, no, that's not a regular.
Yeah.
Oh. Plus, it's always weird when gave me an introduction, and they listed every channel pretty much that won't put me on. Pretty much HBO, blah blah. I'm like, you've literally said all the people who won't let me perform.
I like when people are like, what do you want for your intro? I'm just like, I don't care, just say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And then they just it's just lies pour out of the mouth.
I hate that.
It's like, if you're gonna lie, make it an interesting one. This guy has been in outer space 3 times on the International Space Station. Like, say shit like that. That's good.
See, the problem is, dude,
this guy's been on Bravo.
You're smart. Yeah. And you would do stuff like that. Most of these people are idiots.
Yeah.
Your average comic is a reason.
I always, whenever I host, this is one that I always do, a staple for me. I always go like, you know, like, name a new movie. In the new movie, The Martian, starring Matt Damon, you might recognize this guy. He's the guy that ripped your ticket in half.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah.
It's a big moment, and you just shit all over him.
Yep.
That's a big shit. Like, me and you
this
in high
next
school.
Guy's
how many drinks do you need?
This next guy's a horrible human being, and he fingered his sister when she was asleep when she was 7. Get ready for the comedy stylings of Sam Tripoli. Oh. Then you go up, I don't have a sister.
He brought me up as one of the original members of ISIS. I was like, that's not bad. Yeah, wait, Sam, you just had a question I'd like to get back to.
Yes.
What was it?
About Tebow's drink situation.
I have a water, I have a Red Bull, and I have a Gatorade.
Why do you have so much?
Well, the water they just hand you when you sit down here.
How thirsty are you?
I killed the Red Bull for, like, you know, to wake me up, and then I'm like, well, then I'm still going to be thirsty after I slam the Red Bull, so I brought a Gatorade.
It's just retarded.
And
it's just fucking retarded.
I would like to announce one more time, this is I wasn't here last week, so it could very well be 3 weeks in a row. Oh, we didn't do a show last week. This is 2 shows in a row. Sam Tripoli's phone, not even in his hand, not even on the table.
I'm desperately trying
and
to
he did
get
a big,
off my...
He made a big announcement right before we went live. He goes, I would like you to note, I am putting my phone away. And then he
Sam,
put it away.
Me.
And he put it away.
Ari, I'm in great such a good place. It's basketball season. The Raiders are 2-1. Dodgers
that's
are
crazy.
Slowly imploding.
They're in the playoffs. They're losing right now, but they're in the playoffs.
We're losing right now?
No, I mean, they've lost 4 in a row, and the Giants have picked up a couple, but there's still 4 games up with
the
5 or 6 to play.
Everyone's going to blame Manley, but it's literally, they gave him nothing for pitchers. Everybody was like, Latos, bro. I knew Latos going to suck. You still think we have great, we have 2 great guys, and then after that. So you have to hope that they win, that Greinke and Kershaw win every game they pitch in.
And they're going to pitch more games than they probably would want to.
So, and if they lose one, the whole fucking formula gets blown up, which is why has happened.
No, because their third and fourth guys aren't bad.
Dude.
They're just okay.
I have been watching the games. You have not, Ari. I have been watching the games. Hey, baseball boy.
Yep.
Aaron.
No.
Do you watch any Dodger games?
I can't.
Watch three games.
Major League Baseball.
You know them completely.
Watch three games. It's every night I watch the baseball game. I'm not even close to the fan that Dana is. Dana is a humongous Dodger fan.
She's nuts about it.
I have to watch it every night.
Yeah, you Let's do. See. Watch it.
Winning pitcher, losing pitcher. Winning and loss. Okay.
By the way, speaking of Matt Latos, just signed
last
with the Angels.
Last night, loss. Garcia, Wood, Garcia, Bolsinger, Corbin, Hernandez, Wood. It's still your problem.
What?
It's your relievers is your problem.
Yeah, that's what I agree.
I mean, Kershaw lost his last game. No, he won.
I don't think their starters are really their problem. It's just like when the starters come out.
I don't want to get too much into baseball because I'd like to spend a little time on it.
I'm in Toronto, but okay, you're right.
I want to spend more time on it. I just want to get into this UFC coming up.
All right, are you going to get a Blue Jays hat since you've been sucking their cock all fucking year?
Well, honestly, I mean, it is magical right now. The feeling in the air is tremendous. I'm in Toronto right now, and they are talking about it. In Edmonton, they were talking
That's
about
how I went home from my cousin's wedding, and when I was in Chicago, it's just like, even like people that have socks, like you would go to the South Side, and you would see Cubs hats, which is rare as fuck.
We're going to get into baseball. I just want to get, we got a guest calling in right now.
Okay.
And Ari, you haven't been on when we've had this guy on.
I think he has.
Have you been on? This guy's got a great YouTube page. He's like one of the, he's like, everybody loves him. We had him on with Tate, and Tate was like, really got fanboy on him. Please welcome to the show for the first time with Ari Shaffir. We're excited to have him on. He's our UFC guy. He calls in every time we talk about Tommy Toehold, everybody, from the Tommy Toehold Show on YouTube. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on again.
No problem.
Jesus Christ.
Do you go know Tommy Toehold, Ari?
No, I'm saying he's got his time. He doesn't have to rush.
No, for sure, dude. We're very excited to have him on. We had a lot of great fights come. Ari, have you been paying attention to UFC shit?
I did pay attention to John Jones today getting off with no jail time.
How crazy is that? Probation, 18 months.
Does that surprise any of you guys?
That ain't crazy. That's just rich. That's just celebrity rich.
That's
they don't
what
do
it
time.
Is.
He's
that's
made it, man. He's made it.
Yeah. Duncan pointed this out to me. The system, in the legal system in America is set up by people who have money. They are going to make it so they don't have to go to jail. So people with money don't have to go to jail. So he's just cashing in on that. Turn it a little bit more.
All right. Tommy, your take on what's up? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I expected it. When they said he was going to do a plea deal, I assumed there wouldn't be any sort of jail time or anything like that. You know, he got 18 months probation and I think 72 community service appearances. But, I didn't anticipate him getting any sort of jail time. I'm actually a little bit surprised that the MMA Twitter world seemed to be shocked by that, but I figured when the plea came in that there wasn't going to be anything going on. So
now, Tommy,
the Twitter world wants hatred; they want vengeance always.
Tommy, do you think
so
since the woman lost her baby, do you think part of the deal is that he has to put another kid up in her so she can get a pro athlete baby? Like, if I was like, "Hey, I lost
That's
my kid.
Point.
You're an elite athlete. I would like a D1 child. Can we work this out?"
Yeah. That's part of his community service. He has to blow 72 loads into her.
Well, also, from what I understand, she was on her way to the
God.
Clinic, so he just kind of helped her out.
Yeah, I would do that.
I guess fair.
Yeah, if that was my wife, I'm like, listen, okay, I want a D1 baby. Just let him mount you. I'll jerk off in the corner because that's my thing. You know?
And then she could like say to her husband, honey, I don't even want to fuck him. The court's making me do it.
Yeah, right? how long do you think till he's back, Tommy, in the actually fighting? Because I know he's been training.
Oh, he'll be back immediately. I assume that he will be back by February to fight the winner of Gus and GEC.
That's what I think, too.
I love it. I'm glad Bones is back.
February. You think it's February, huh?
Yeah, I do, too. I think he's ready to go.
I mean, if he goes right now, he's got a full full camp to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, especially...
Aren't they going to let him back in, though? What's changed?
Well, he's going to have to do jail time. I think they were waiting to see if he got jail time or what kind of legal... You know, and that you see that in the NFL a lot too. They're like, the team's like, hey, we're going to suspend him with pay until all we find out what the courts and judges says, and then we'll take our action.
Right.
They may be like, you can't come back for this long, but they need John Jones back.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah, I would be shocked, and it's timing up so perfectly with the DC and Gus fight coming up. This game, I would be absolutely shocked if they decided, well, you can't come back till probation's over or something like that. I don't see that happening.
It's just too much money on the table for them to do it.
Too much money, and also it's like it's usually for public sentiment. Like people are angry, so we have to do something to act as if we're not like, I mean, as a UFC, as an organization, as if we're not like standing by it. But then as soon as that sentiment is gone, of like, fuck him, then they're like, yeah, of course, we'll just have you.
Now, based on his track record, let me ask the four of you this. Is there anybody in this room or on the phone or on Skype that thinks there's any way in hell he goes 18 months without an incident?
I think so, just because everyone loves a redemption story. So it's going to be one of those things where, like,
I
when
do
he comes
think,
back.
I think you're right. I think that this woke him up.
Might.
He got stripped of his title, dude.
Yeah, but
I mean,
he had three things in a row that like this happened.
I don't know.
And it didn't scare him. You're saying he's scared straight.
You're right, though. It's like when you get off, again, no jail time. It's like that doesn't send you a message you can't do this again. That sends you a message you can do it again.
Is he the first UFC guy to get stripped of his title?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I think that says something to him. Maybe we're wrong. And maybe just because I'm from the 607, I believe in him, but... You know, I think he's going to go straight and narrow. I do think this.
I hope so.
I do.
I mean, I don't hope he goes straight and narrow. I just hope he doesn't get caught anymore. Live your life.
Yeah, no shit.
I think that's more of it. I think, you know, I don't think he's going to change his ways. I think he might just be smarter about it from now on.
Well, yeah, call a fucking Uber driver.
Yeah, no, call shit. An Uber driver. Go to like Home Depot, get one of those day labor guys, tell them to drive you around for a fucking night.
Dude, if I can afford an Uber, John Jones can.
Yeah. My uncle needs work.
Still do blow. Just fucking.
Oh, come on, Ari. Oh,
man, Ari. I missed it.
Why, Ari's going to whack off in the bathroom.
Ari just
Tommy,
stood up.
I'm sorry for this unprofessional show. You deserve better.
Tommy, are you in Indianapolis?
I am in the Midwest.
Okay.
That's as far as I will admit to.
I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Tommy, let's get into Fight Night in Japan before we go into this card coming up. I thought it was a great card. I stick by my premise that I said on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he completely disagreed with me,
in that
Asians struggle in MMA because they tend to have shorter reaches. That's just my opinion. If you go every fight they go into, they have a much shorter reach than the guy they're fighting.
And I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to sound racist on this either, but they have those squinty eyes and they can't see very good.
That's just rude, dude. This is Tommy Toehold. He's a professional
and
guy.
And the cameras around their neck make it cumbersome to fucking ground and pound.
It's hard to fight. They switch.
Yeah, and they have those selfie sticks, too.
Yeah, that's so weird.
That's hard to punch with a selfie stick in your right hand.
Did you watch the fights, Tommy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I thought it was a hit-and-miss card. There were some really exciting moments and a few fights that dragged on a little bit. But the prelims really kind of, if you watch the prelims, that sort of left a bad taste in your mouth up until that last finish. But, yeah, I really liked the co-main event. That was a pretty wild finish with Uriah Hall. And then the main
I'm
event
Armenian, dude. That hurts. I'm come on!
Damn it.
Ari Shaffir just bent over to plug a charger in, and his asshole was right in the air.
Now listen,
dude, you want me to lose all power? I'm down to 2%.
No, Ari, we're I'm probably gonna never get Tommy on the show again.
I'm so unfucking
professional. Tommy,
Ari's got a high ass crack.
He does have a high ass crack. That means that the slave owners bred you back in the day, Ari. That's what that means when you get a high ass crack.
That Uriah Hall, that's like how your nightmare of like, this is why I would never want to fight MMA, because that's how I would get dealt.
I mean, dude, the exact precision of that kick to it.
First of all, the spinning heel kick or whatever, the guy's on his way out, and then he takes a knee.
Do you think Uriah Hall has finally found his pace and his and where, you know, kind of gotten
might
into a
right.
nice groove?
You might be right.
I think that, you know, you look at what happened in the first round, and, I mean, he was pretty much finished. I honestly thought that Masasi was going to finish that choke. For him to be able to recompose himself after getting worked that whole first round and to come back with something like that was pretty spectacular. I do think he's starting to get into his stride, and that was a fucking huge win for him. I mean, that was massive. That was awesome.
Uh-huh. This is the guy, this guy that we see fighting now is the Uriah Hall that Dana White was so excited about when discussing him in The Ultimate Fighter. I was there when he's like telling Joe Rogan, he's like, dude, this guy Uriah Hall is fucking, dude, he's the next great, he's insane. And then he just had, the problem with him is that he went in these fights and he felt bad for these guys. And at the end of the day, it's like when you're doing a roast battle or a rap battle or whatever you're doing.
I feel bad for them.
They sign up for this. You have to murder them.
Yep.
Dude, the same shit happened. The same exact shit happened in the Munsters when the fucking dad was fighting against somebody. And the guy was like, oh, I need to feed my kids. And he was like, okay, I'm going to take a dive. And he kept taking dives. And he's fucking Frankenstein.
What? No, I followed you all the way with that.
I kind of got it still. Yeah.
I don't want to get it.
Do you remember that episode of the Monsters?
No, I don't remember that. I just wanted to run a train on that fucking hot daughter. You know? All right, so Big Country. That was a good fight. I like Josh Barnett.
Friend of show, Josh Barnett.
And I just don't know if he has the athleticism to compete still at the highest level. Like when he went up against Travis Brown, he tried to take him down and then he just ate those elbows and just he got knocked out. I mean, like, do you think he has another run in him, Tommy?
I don't know. I mean, he looked really good, and Roy Nelson's one of those dudes. He's like, you know, fucking Homer Simpson, and you can just keep hitting him, and he's not going to get knocked out. But, I don't know. I mean, I thought that's best he's looked in a long time, and for him to be able to keep that pace for five rounds, very impressive. I know Travis Brown caught him, but Travis Brown was catching a lot of people for a minute there. So, I don't know. I think with the way this division is, I mean, you got Andre Arlovski that's maybe going to make a title run soon. I think if he can make one, then you can throw Josh Barnett in there, too.
It's funny that the age of, if you go weight class, the jump in age for the heavyweight division is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're totally right.
It's all like 20s, 35.
Yep, that's a great point.
You know?
It's less about speed, more about power.
It's about power, and it's about being able to take punishment. A lot of those guys are just fucking, they have chins.
Yeah.
The heavyweight division is, because they all have power, you know, everyone has technique. It's who's got a fucking chin.
Wouldn't you like to see this? Okay, you obviously have Cain versus Verdum. That's been moved back, I think, a little ways. But I would love to see Junior Dos Santos versus, who's he taking on next?
Senior Dos Santos?
No, what's his name? Overeem. Okay, they got that fight. Then I would like to see a Josh Barnett versus Orlovsky.
I'd love to see that. Winner
of those two fights fight each other to see who fights the champion.
I like that. Tommy, who do you think Barnett's next fight's going to be?
Shit, I don't know. That's actually a really good question. I think they would put somebody maybe, they're going to get somebody obviously a little bit higher up in the rankings. I don't know exactly who's available at the moment, but I would really like to see somebody like Stipe Miocic or something like that. I don't really know exactly where they're going to put him and who's available at the moment.
I hear he's fighting diabetes next.
Oh, just really? You waited for that one?
Ouch.
Oh, man. You waited for that one. Okay, so let's get into this card coming up. I feel like this card should have a lot more heat on it than it does. I don't know why.
I mean, it's like no one really respects this as a light heavyweight title fight. They're just like,
I also think there's a lot of things going on.
That's still a great fight, though.
That is a great
absolutely.
Fight.
If this is a title eliminator, I'm viewing this as a title eliminator fight.
I'm not against that either. I just feel like with all the Ronda Rousey stuff going on, we'll get into the Ultimate Fighter real quick. That whole thing, which has been great to see. The last two seasons of the
Hendricks
Ultimate Fighter.
Hendricks Woodley's a great fight.
Yeah, the whole thing's a great fight.
Bader versus Rashad.
Awesome card.
So let's get into it. Yeah. Let me see the list here. Let's go top five. We'll do the top five fights. We'll get Tommy's and everybody's pick. Go to the main card.
Main card.
That's it. Nice.
Go down. Go down a little. Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Keep going.
That should be it.
Start right there.
Okay. So we got Jessica I versus
Juliana Pena.
Oh, this is gonna be a good fight.
That's gonna be awesome.
Now listen, man. I love female MMA. I just feel like there's a real disservice being done to a lot of these girls because they're just throwing, like Bellator did that glory fight, and they had a girl who it was her first fucking
They should have a glory
ever.
Hole fight.
That would be great.
Where there's just like, Bellator had a glory hole fight where there's just like two dicks coming out of a fucking wall. And his chicks fight, and then whoever wins gets to fucking suck the cocks.
Whoever wins?
Yeah.
Oh, that. So the loser doesn't get the dicks?
No, but it's hotter. It's hotter for audience members to watch two chicks fight to suck a cock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was they had to suck cocks while fighting.
This lady, she's 0-2-1 in the UFC.
She's actually a good fighter, though. Would you say that, Tommy?
She's 0-2-1 in the UFC.
Who, Pena or Jessica Ai? Who are we talking about?
Jessica Ai.
Jessica Ai.
Yeah, well, I think she's fascinating. She had that really ridiculous win against Leslie Smith where she basically ripped Leslie Smith's ear off, and that's sort of her claim to fame at the moment. But, I mean, her last loss to Misha, you know, it's Misha Tate. She's really the second best when it comes to that division. So I think it's interesting just because we've got Juliana Pena coming back from she had one fight since that massive injury she had, and this is sort of a little bit higher level competition. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you're not going to find a lot of people in that division that are 10-0, 11-0, 13-0. So, you know, they're kind of working with what they got. But I do think they're both interesting, and they both like to sling, so it should be a decent fight.
So, I mean,
I disagree. I say it's uninteresting. really give a shit about the fight.
Okay, next fight. What we're seeing with female MMA is what we're seeing with female comedy. We're just shoehorning people in. Go up. Oh. Other way, dude. There we go. Next fight.
I'd rather see Yair Rodriguez. I'd rather see Joseph Benavidez in the main card. I'm just not seeing someone who's 2-2. I'll even give her the fight that she lost because of marijuana. So 2-2 versus 1-0. That's the fucking main card. Go fuck yourself.
Magomedov versus Sean Jordan.
This is an interesting fight, too. Sean Jordan's one of those guys that I think if he could drop weight, he'd be more effective at 205.
He's got a head of an anvil. His head looks like an anvil.
Yes.
Look at this fucking guy's head.
And he's
His head is square.
What's your take on this fight?
I think he's a fucking monster. He played football at LSU.
Yes.
The dude squats like 6,000 pounds. I agree with you. I think he's a little bit short. But man, if he could drop weight or something and be a light heavyweight with that power and that fucking ability, that dude would be a monster.
I think Pat Barry was the same way. If that guy could get down to 205, he could have fucking wrecked shop. Just wrecked shop. He wouldn't drop down. And I get it. It's easier for you, like just cardio wise, and to just stay at a higher weight. But if you want to make a run, imagine this guy who fights heavyweights knocking him out, fighting at 205.
I mean, it's you talking about Sean Jordan?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lot of fucking muscle to cut down. I mean, the guy's 260, it says.
He cuts down to 260. Yeah,
he's gonna have to cut a leg off to get to 205.
Yeah, 205. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair with no legs if he's fighting at 205.
Do you know anything about this guy he's fighting?
Tom? Yeah, I mean, the guy's had a couple decisions in the UFC so far. Nothing spectacular. This might be one of those. You know, let's display Sean Jordan's ridiculous knockout power fight sort of things. So
that's crazy that the UFC
is coming off 8 straight wins.
Who, the other guy?
Yeah.
Magomedov?
Outside the UFC, I mean, you're talking about,
he
fought Rico Rodriguez when he was like 64, and the same thing with Tim Sylvia.
If Tim Sylvia's in your last five fights, you got to discard all that.
Well, now we get into the really interesting ones.
Yeah, I like this one.
Ryan Bader, Rashad Evans.
Rashad Evans.
Okay, they're calling this a title eliminator, but there's no way that whoever wins this, if John Jones comes back, is going to get the fucking winner of Cormier Gustafson.
They won't.
At least.
Well, I mean, if Rashad Evans wins, I could see them throwing him in the mix of getting a shot. I mean, and obviously Ryan Bader, I think he has to have a couple wins against some really quality opponents to win. But Rashid Evans, I could see him having, like, winning this and be like, he has name recognition that will help sell a fight. That I could see them, if they don't want to put John Jones in next, that they could see him versus, let's say, Cormier wins. I could see that fight.
Well, two things. One, Evans has already been beaten by both of those guys. Jones and Cormier.
No. Is he?
No, not Cormier.
Cormier.
I mean Jones.
No, yeah. You mean Ryan Boehner. No, neither of these guys have been beat by Cormier.
No, I'm saying Jones. Yeah. But two, we have seen the UFC go, hey, this person has a title shot. They just did it to who's the second best female fighter, the hot one?
Oh, Miesha Tate?
They did it to Miesha Tate where they're like, hey, you get a title shot now. And then they're like, nah, never mind, you're going to fight this other girl. And Miesha Tate was upset. The UFC has no problem going, hey, this is a title contender.
Oh, yeah, they totally
winner of this might get a shot at the title tickets. And then 2 months later, never mind, and renig on it.
I agree. Psych. The language, dude. We don't need racial slurs here. What's your take on this?
Yeah, with the Jones fight, or with Jones coming back now, I'm assuming in the very near future, I have a feeling that what they're going to do is take the winner of this one and give them the loser of DC and Gus is what I think is going to end up happening. I think Ryan Bader has a better argument than Rashad Evans right now, just because Rashad beat Dan Henderson and Chael. Those are his last two wins. And before that, he'd lost to Nog and John Jones. Bader's on a 4-fight win streak, and if he beats Rashad Evans after that,
that's a great point.
Here's the real problem. He beat Dan Henderson he lost to John Jones, then lost to Nogueira. He beat Dan Henderson by split decision.
Yep.
And then he beat Chael Sonnen, which is fine. You know, that's a good win. But, like, it's 2 years ago. He hasn't fought for 2 years. And before that, he was 2-2.
Yeah.
So I'm just not seeing this as a title eliminator. Even if John Jones doesn't come back, I don't see how this is, like,
Ryan Bader is a great fighter. He needs to show against elite competition. He's a great fighter, man. He's got all the tools.
Who are his four wins in a row against?
They're okay. You got Phil Davis, OSP, Rafael Cavalcante, and Anthony Perosh.
Yeah,
so again, not like those four good, but
Phil Davis is the good win.
OSP
as
well.
Phil Davis is a good...
OSP as well. He was quite hyped. Quite hyped until Bader beat him.
Yeah.
He was a guy, they're like, hey, man, this might be our new Canadian guy to get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Who do you got in that fight? Who do you guys got?
I'm going to go Bader.
I mean, it's tough to count out Evans, but yeah, I'm going to go Bader too.
I'm going to go Bader just based on ring rust.
I'm going Evans just because he's from Niagara Falls.
I like it. At least one of us picked Evans. I would have to make my switch.
I like Rashad. He's black.
Okay. You're not black.
Yeah.
Though. But who do you got in that, Tommy? Are you allowed to say?
I'm going to go with Bader on that one, too. It's been too long since we've seen Rashad, and Ryan's on a roll. I mean, dude's been kicking ass, so yeah, let's go with him.
Let's go into, I believe, the co-main event.
Co-main event, Hendricks and Woodley.
This is a great fight. Woodley, I feel like, was like, had some heat going, lost a fight, and now he's back on track. And I feel like Hendricks feels like he should be fighting for a title again, and I think both of them have a lot riding on this, and there's some history behind them, too.
Every time I see Hendricks lately, he looks fat.
Do you know the history, Tommy?
Yeah, they competed in the, I want to say it was the Big 12 Conference Championship in collegiate wrestling, and I believe Johnny Hendricks won and then went on to win a national championship.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. It's just Woodley, I think, was deducted points because...
For biting, right?
For biting Hendricks when he was trying to crank his face, and he bit him, and the ref saw that it had, like, bites on both sides, so he deducted points, and thus, you know, he won the Big 12 championship, and then went on to win the Nationals. Wow. So there's some heat between these guys. Wow. I think it's going to be interesting because I think Hendricks... It's always weird that the fight for a title, your first fight back from an injury, because you kind of have some ring rust. And that's what I kind of saw against Lawler. So I think this is going to be a good fight. I think people forget the knockout power of Hendricks. But I like Woodley, too. I think Woodley's a little smaller. So I think it's going to be an interesting fight. What do you think?
I think it's going to be an interesting one, too. I think it might end up turning into a wrestling match a little bit, though. The way Johnny Hendricks' style has been lately, it hasn't exactly been the knockout power that we remember from some of his earlier fights when he was getting up to that title run. I feel like it's going to be a little bit more of a grinder, but I do think it'll be an interesting one, and I think he'll end up winning a 3-round decision.
Hendricks, I agree. I think Hendricks by decision.
What's Woodley's best chance?
Knock him out.
Yeah.
I mean, Woodley's got power. I mean, and he's hurt people, so I could definitely see him doing that. But, again, it might turn into a wrestling match.
Yeah, which is everybody's nightmare.
I think Hendrix has a chin, too.
Yeah, Hendrix does have a chin. I mean, he took some shots from Lawler and kept going. Ari, who do you like on this?
I like Hendrix.
I do, too.
I think he's got it. But, you know, Woodley's fucking tough as fuck.
Yeah. He's just a bad man, dude. He's a bad. They're both great guys. This is like could go either way on this for sure. But I'm gonna go Hendrix too. And finally, we got the fight that some people are excited about.
I don't see how Gustafson's getting a title shot.
Well, I don't either, man. And it's just
especially
the way
as bad
the
UFC
is.
He got beat up in his home country. He almost retired. He got beat up so bad in that fight.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's right.
He was crying in the ring afterwards.
But then he went on to talk shit, too. And it's just like, I lost a little respect for him. He's like, no, any other time I would have kicked his ass. Like, well, you didn't. And
yeah,
you were.
What other time would have been better than
and
this?
And you got housed in your hometown, which is got to be hard. I feel bad for these guys like Gustafson. And, you know, what about Kane? Kane's an interesting guy because Kane twice has had this big moment to kind of fucking shoot the superstar. And both times he's. One, he's coming off an injury. Two, he's got the big platform and he fucking loses, which is the first fight on Fox Sports or Fox, the network, and then the fight in Mexico. And both times he comes up short, you know? It's got to be a lot of pressure to fight in your home country where literally the entire country is watching you. But at the end of the day, you did lose. And you shouldn't talk shit to Rumble.
Yeah, that was stupid to do that. He got blasted.
Well, I mean, like, this is such a weird matchup because it's such a short guy versus a tall striker. How do you think it plays out? It's going to be just weird.
It is. I think, you know, a lot of people are comparing it to DC and Jones, but I don't think that's a fair comparison because I feel like Jones is on a completely different level. Even though Alexander Gustafson gave him a good fight in their first fight, I don't think that's going to be the case here. DC, minus the fight with John Jones, has never lost a round. That dude is a fucking murderer, and I think he's going to use that wrestling to his advantage this time, like he was not able to do with Jones. He'll be able to close the distance with Gus, get him on the ground, and pound him out. I don't think it's going to be much of a fight, honestly.
Well, I mean, the big thing that Jones has is wrestling. He was a D1 wrestler at I think it was Syracuse, or whatever school he went to. He was a D1 athlete. I mean, like, Gustafson isn't that. And I don't know how athletic he is either. So, I mean, like, if this guy, I mean, Cormier's going to push the pace, probably get him against the wall and then throw him around.
He does have the reach. He does have the reach.
That's his best thing.
I mean, that worked against John Jones. Not completely, but pretty well.
I think it's going to be interesting. I'm just amazed that nobody's really excited about this card.
I'll go Cormier in a decision.
Really?
I think so.
I like Cormier, too. Yeah,
yeah.
He's
1-2
in his last three fights, and it's like...
Oh, Gustafson?
Why is the title fight? I don't know
why the UFC's doing that. And it's,
there's nobody in the weight class. That's a problem.
There are guys in the weight class, though. That's
John Jones can't fight. But Daniel Cormier, obviously, he should be there, I guess. Anthony Johnson, he just lost to Cormier.
Yep.
Right. Okay, Gustafson, 1-2... Then Ryan Bader.
Yep.
Phil Davis, who's no longer in the UFC. Glover Teixeira. I don't see him getting a title fight. Then Rashad.
I think Phil Davis just won a belt in
Rampage. It's like
Bellator.
Yeah, there's just not enough people in that weight class.
There's nobody good.
Well, what weight class is good? 170?
I don't think they have these title eliminators. When you have a title eliminator, you eliminate a guy, and then after the title fight, you've eliminated another guy. Just let him fight other people until they get their shot. Let him fight top tens. And then instead of saying, this guy's ranked second best and this guy's ranked third best, let's fight him against each other, just go, no, those are the next two title fights.
What are you doing right now, Ari?
I think he's rolling a joint.
What?
No, I'm wiping.
Yeah. Oh, we're out with Tommy Toehold. No. You don't wipe your ass while you're on here with fucking Tommy.
You're totally naked, taking a shit, wiping your ass.
By the way, Ari, you're...
Oh, my God!
Oh, Tommy. It's for you, Toehold.
God.
You were the most serene shit I've ever seen.
That's for you, Toehold, he says. What an asshole, literally.
Oh, well, Tommy, it's been fun having you on the show.
He can't see.
Please come back if you want to, anytime.
He's not seeing it.
Your poop's very
healthy. So who do you got? Who do you got in this, Tommy?
Definitely going with DC. DC wins, and I think he's going to end up be fighting John Jones probably sometime in February.
All right, man.
That's what he wants.
All right, man. Tommy, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. What else? What do you want to promote? Anything coming up? Any personal appearances? Anything at all you want to promote?
No, no, not really. Just the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TommyTohold.
Man, I love your shit. It's really great. We appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk to you at the next big pay-per-view.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I love that guy. He's really good. I like
suck his cock.
I would crush that. Can we have that glory hole of boxing?
Yeah.
And just kill dicks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kill all the dicks?
Now, Ari, when you guys come, when you're, how long are you back when you're back?
I'm back this time, back for 13 days.
Yeah, that's not enough time to put together your guys' big fight. Everybody's really excited for your fight.
Yeah, man.
In the winter, I'll be back for 3 months.
Perfect. We'll do it then.
That'll be a classic time for
you. So, Ari, we got a half an hour. Let's get into baseball, a little baseball.
Let me just say, it's been overlooked because I've been hyping the Blue Jays for a lot. But the Yankees were not supposed to be in the top three of their division, and they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if you stay day one, I go, people are like, there's no way.
Hey, there's nobody that thought that. No. I bet there's Yankees that didn't even think that.
And they don't have anyone on their team. Bird, fucking Severino, all these new guys. Severino's good. But, like, all these guys are nobodies. They don't have anybody.
What's the feeling in New York City? Are people excited or are they like...
Feeling in New York, they're not excited, but they're just the feeling is like... Well, the Mets are also doing really well. The feeling is like... They're used to this so much that they don't really understand how much of a coup it is.
Yeah, both teams are going to get in, huh? Both teams will be in the postseason, huh?
Yeah, Yankees are last 10 games, 6-4.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but I think we should go to a fucking Dodger game in the playoffs when I'm back.
100%, dude.
For sure.
When does the playoffs start? When do the playoffs start?
Next Tuesday the 6th.
Or do we go to the end of the regular season? When are their games?
They start on the
6th. I'll check.
They start on the 6th.
Should we have like a punch drunk playboy, a penthouse, or excuse me, a punch drunk playoff show?
Sam just had a stroke.
Yeah.
Should we have a plump punk peep people? fuck it.
All right, so.
I got San Diego at home Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We could go to one of those games.
I'm not against that. I'm for it.
Let's go to the season finale, Sunday daytime, 3:10 p.m.
I got red zone.
I'll go to a game, dude. I don't got a spot till late to store that night, so I'm totally down.
Saturday, October 3rd. Could be that.
I'm not against it, dude. I'm driving 6:10 back p.m. from Fresno that day. Dude, do you guys know that Fresno is only 199 miles away?
Yeah, it's not that far.
I thought it was by San Francisco.
No, it's much closer.
Me too. How close is Stockton? Because that needs to be further away.
Could you please move?
Don't let certain listeners hear you say that.
So Ari, who do you like in the playoffs? Like matchup wise? Let's talk one game playoff. Who's going up against who? Obviously, in the National League, we got Cubs versus Pirates, which sucks because I like both those teams.
Top three records in baseball with the Blue Jays tied for
all in the same division.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Deluxe.
Is why you had the second wild card team, so you don't nix out a very valid a Cubs team who has a case for playoffs. You don't say, we already got our fill. And it's like, come on.
I don't like the one-game playoff. I'd like it to be three games.
I agree with that. Especially for a situation like this year. It's like, fuck, man, both these teams
have one of the best
records in baseball.
They could have three teams in that division with 100
three
wins.
Should be it. Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
No.
You could have 300-team wins in the same division.
No way. 100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all in shouting distance. Yeah, that St. Louis has got 99, so... We're right there.
I mean, St. Louis will get 100 wins.
No, they're not going to get 100 wins. What are you talking about?
St. Louis?
Hey, Aaron the baseball guy said that.
The Cubs are 91-65. They can't get it. Pittsburgh would have to win.
How many games they got left?
Oh, no, no, yeah.
Cubs are out.
Cubs can't do that now.
Okay.
They were when they had
to win their last five games.
But damn near, I mean, you already have three 90-win teams in the same division. That's even unheard of.
That's crazy.
Who do you like in that game, Pirates versus Cubs?
Who knows? It's like they got to get their. Well, they both have the benefit of getting their rotations in order. So will the Yankees. Who won't have that benefit is the Houston Astros, or the Angels, or the Rangers. Whoever wins that and whoever goes to the playoffs there, they won't have that ability. But so it's just like one game. It depends on their one pitcher.
All right. Did you just spill something on your pants?
No, what do you mean? Where do you see it?
Come on, oh, dude! How long are you wiping for, by the way?
Oh, did you trim up?
Hey. He's wet.
Trim up? He looks like he's got...
What are you, shit and bleach like your has, asshole?
His hey. Head, his pubes looks like he has...
Man, you're really getting in there.
Hey, Aaron, you guys lost a pitcher. How's that affect your rotation?
I think at this time of year, you go down to four anyway. You don't need all five.
So he's your fifth guy?
He's our fifth guy. I mean, he's really good. What? And he would have been good out of the bullpen.
What? I'm done now. What are you guys all shaking your heads at?
I'm not shaking my head at anything. I just thought you spilled something on your pants. Let me see. No, I guess I'm wrong. No.
Why do you want to look at that all the time? No, I don't want to look.
What a pose.
Why are you pointing?
Dude, you have the dick of an old man.
Yeah, what?
You have a... Ari has the dick of the old guy at the gym that just has his dick and balls out all the time.
I'm out.
Dude, turn it. I can see it on camera.
All right.
Oh, God. Your body, bro.
You're so uncomfortable. So who do you like in that? Cubs, Pirates?
I mean, I'll root for the Cubs for fucking Tebow's sake.
I want the Cubs.
Arietta's
I think everybody
really
in America
good.
Wants the Cubs to win.
Yeah.
If Pirates your team
are,
is out.
Pirates are a hard luck team, too, though.
Yeah, but they've won. They've been to the playoffs. They've won shit in 100 years. Yeah.
So in the American League, who are we looking at? We're looking at what, Yankees?
Yankees, and it's up for grabs right
yeah,
now.
It's close.
The American
to
League is up for grabs.
Yep.
The National League's pretty much
six in a row. They are a half game back.
And they just picked up Matt Latos.
Well,
so that's pedal
that's
to the
not, that
pedal
means
to
nothing.
The metal.
That's like picking you up right
Sam
now.
Hates
Latos
that guy.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. No Latos. Latos. No Latos.
Angels.
The Twins are a game back from that.
Yeah. It's close.
It's coming out of the wire.
The American League
the
is coming down in the wire. National League pretty much is.
Who do you think gets
stone.
It? Let's talk. Who do you think?
I mean, the Astros are just, I don't know, could be the Angels. Could it be the Angels? Astros? I don't see the Twins taking it.
I love
it.
Mike Trout. I love watching him play.
I hate
that
the
catch.
Angels,
that catch was amazing.
Oh, did you see the catch that they that against Chris Davis? That the Boston Red Sox did?
So far.
Oh, have we talked about this? Bryce Harper and that the dugout fight?
Oh, yeah, with...
Saddlebon.
What about that?
Yeah, no one talked about that today.
Yeah, it was like... here's what I heard. I heard Harper was shitting on Papelbon for not playing his best, and then Papelbon's waiting for the opportunity. Then he doesn't leg out a single, and then he's like, oh, and then he goes, you want to do something? Do something about it. And then Papelbon was like, oh, yeah, that's actually what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, and he just went in and he started trying to choke him.
Yeah, because
and everybody jumped in, and a lot of people think Tacobon's trying to get out of so he can get paid and get out of there, but they're going to trade him to somebody.
He's
I don't know. Here's the real problem. They played him later that day.
Yeah. Matt Williams is a horrible skipper.
Horrible. You don't do that. You go, I don't care what kind of playoff run we're in. I don't care what's happening. You're out today. You're not playing. The day you fucking started a physical altercation with a teammate. You can't play today.
He claims he didn't even
and
know.
And they're 11 games out of the wild card. So it's like, what are you doing?
Hey, he got upset because what's-his-name wasn't hustling for the ball enough. Is what he, that's what something I read.
What?
The guy that was choking the other guy was—he was because he just wasn't hustling for the ball.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's I mean, dude, Teckelbaum always gets in trouble, right?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He's like he was in Philly and they booed him off and he walked off, so they traded him to Boston. And then he flamed out in Boston. Now he's on the Nationals. So he's supposed to be part of that really big like rotation they had that just went down in flames.
Well, he's the replacement closer because Storen is fucking terrible.
Yeah, and it's just like Matt Williams just...
Yeah,
I just
here.
Don't feel like you can be a fucking humongous dick and be a great coach nowadays. Like, I know that, you know, the whole thing about the New England coach, what's his name?
Belichick.
But his players love Belichick. He's like a dick to the media. But his players love him.
I think the media even kind of likes the fact that he's a dick to him because it gives him something to talk about.
Well, that's Popovich for the Spurs.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, I'm not playing my players.
And same thing with Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, the media's like, oh, I hope he doesn't answer any questions, and he sits up there and just goes, no, 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 thanks, goodbye.
Yep.
And they're like, that was so cool! Something interesting happened!
Now, how do you guys think the Dodgers are going to do with these last few games against the
Giants? I don't know, man.
What?
The Dodgers?
Against the Giants these last few games.
They lost last night.
They've already almost clinched it. They've lost four in a row.
They win tonight, it's done.
I think Dodgers' number is two. What's their number right now?
Two. So if we win one against San Francisco, they lose one against us, we win.
It's over, yeah.
I just want to get... I mean, dude, the playoff... Everyone's like... I was talking to Matt Walker, friend of show, and he's like, dude, this is fine. Teams do this all the time. They play up shitty till about 2 weeks before, and then they go on and they win it. I'm like, maybe San Francisco, I guess, last year was shit, and then they kind of squeaked into the playoffs, and then
honestly,
they won.
All that's happening is that they're not going to get home field against the Mets. That's the real problem. That they've lost four, the Mets have won four, and now the Mets are two games up. So they were two games up. They were sitting pretty, you know, for that home field, that first round. But home field only matters if it goes seven games, to be honest.
It's five in the first round, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't matter if only if it goes five.
It's going to be... I mean, the Mets gave us trouble. That's the whole thing. It's like, I don't know of any matchup where I'm like, oh, we're favorable in that matchup.
Right.
Everybody we went up against, we struggled against. Yeah. Everybody in the playoffs. And, you know, and I was talking to Benji Avalo, and he's like, yeah, I don't think they want to win this year. I don't even think they want to make the playoffs. I go, why?
Dodgers?
Yeah, he goes, I think they're trying to set up shit for next year.
That's
set up shit
talk.
To get the fucking
18th
pick in the draft? What are you talking about?
We should have him call in.
That's crazy talk right there. That's dumb.
That's dumb from an entitled rich kid.
That's so funny.
I mean, he loves the Dodgers, and you know, but that's just stupid talk.
I'm trying to set up for next year by being the seventh best team in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think that happens as much in baseball as it does in basketball in the NFL.
No.
It only happened when they had that wild card. People were like, oh, I'll just tank and play a better team because I can't play my own division.
If you're into like the last couple weeks of the NFL and you're like 3-10, you better be 3-13 when that season ends, or you're a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, right?
There's no point in winning those last three games if they're meaningless. All it does is fuck you out of the draft pick.
That was the Raiders last year.
They did, and look at them.
What I would do? I would make a mockery of
them. Well, I mean, no. We started winning.
Yeah. We only won two games.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I would make a mockery of them at this point.
Who we wanted.
If my team was up one and there was 35 seconds left, first down, we have the ball, and I'm at the 50-yard line. The other team doesn't have any timeouts left.
Yep, safety.
Instead of kneeling on it,
run backwards, take a safety.
Run backwards and take a safety.
100%. And you are a hero in that town. You are a hero in that town. People will talk about you for the rest of your fucking life as that guy that did that crazy play and got you guys the second pick instead of the eighth pick.
Yeah, if you got a new Peyton Manning, you're like, that's why. It's because of that fucking crazy play.
And every year that Peyton Manning does good for the Colts, they're like, hey, yeah, but remember, we wouldn't even have you if it wasn't for Ari Shaffir running 50 yards like some football follies lunatic. And taking a shit in the end zone.
You would never have to ever pay for dinner ever again. Ever, dude. So who do you think wins the World Series? If you had to do one right now, then we'll get a little NBA.
Here's what I think the Blue Jays. Because they're going to play the Yankees in the first round if the Yankees win that play-in game. And they have owned the Yankees this year. So you're really talking about only needing to beat the Royals, which is tough. But I think they're a better team than the Royals. I think the National League is too stacked. I think the Cardinals or the Pirates are not necessarily going to get by the Mets. I mean, it's definitely anybody's tournament, but I'm looking at the Blue Jays still as the number one. And then maybe, I mean, the Cardinals have not been playing that well in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. Aaron, what do you think?
We have been surprisingly good considering the amount of people who have gone down.
I'm a Blue Jays Mets.
Let's go. Why don't we go? I'll go Cubs. I'm going Cubs, Blue Jays, World Series.
I'm going Dodgers, Blue Jays, World Series.
I would love to see an all-blue World Series.
Wouldn't that be great? Or I could see, what about Yankees, Cubs?
I'm going Dallas Cowboys, Houston Rockets, World Series.
Ooh, nice pick. That's out there.
Yeah, hey.
That's Yankees.
You're on with Ari Shaffir taking a shit. Who are you?
Bobby Half.
Bobby who?
Half. Like a hat you wear.
Okay, Bobby Half. What are you calling about?
Is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Yes.
Did you just start listening? We discussed that. And
we didn't. Did we really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
When you couldn't hear us, we did. I think he is. I think
I don't know. Brady's playing pretty well, too.
I agree, but I would take Rodgers over Brady slightly.
Me too, consistently.
He's younger. He runs better. He moves in the pocket better. He's bigger. I think he could play in more systems than Brady. I think Brady might struggle running other teams. I think Aaron Rodgers could pretty much hit the ground running with about any team.
Hello, you're on with Ari Shaffir taking a shit. Hello? 801. Okay. What just happened?
Year one.
They called
Aaron Rodgers' quarterback rating is the highest, and Tom Brady's is third.
Who's number two?
Who's second?
Guess.
It's not Matt Ryan, because he's got a couple picks.
Drew Brees?
It's not Drew Brees. He didn't even play this week.
I know.
And he's been playing like shit, too. It's not Flacco.
Here's a hint.
Oh yeah, it's got to be
Pringles.
Carson Palmer.
Nope. Look at the color.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, Dalton. Yeah,
I don't
he's
get
playing
that.
Good. He's playing.
They're
good.
They're orange. Why'd you give us red?
Well, because it's pretty close, man. And that's what
I
said.
Carson.
Not even close.
Where's Carson Palmer on that list? He's got to be up there too.
Fourth. Okay, at 117.
Yeah. He's playing goddamn good. Where's Matt Ryan in that list? Eighth, ninth.
Matt Ryan is 11th, okay. 98.6. Great quarterback rating, you know, whatever.
Well, let's get into some basketball real quick because we got about 18 minutes left. I know it's preseason. Some people don't like to talk too much basketball.
Okay, I will say this. I am hoping that Kobe Bryant plays another year past this year and really dooms that team to fucking a decade of mediocrity.
Me
if he
too.
Can just stay on for
Me
one
too.
Extra year.
Actually, Ari, I would tell you if he does stay on for another year, they'll be shitty again and get another incredibly high draft pick.
No, I think they'll be like 10th worst.
I mean, their team is much better this year than it was last year, but
sure.
The West is so fucking stacked. It's like insane.
The Pels might be a fucking top four team.
Dude, I wouldn't go that crazy, but I do think they're going to be very good, dude. I think they're going to be damaged. But you're looking at the Suns being way better. You're looking at Utah being way better. I mean, you're looking at the Clippers being way better. Dude, it's going to be crazy. I think I'm going to say right now that the Western Conference Finals will be between your Los Angeles Clippers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are so good. The Thunder, nobody's talking about them, and their front line is so nasty, dude. They're five deep at power forward and center. It's just, and now you got KD back pissed off because everybody thinks your boy AD is better than him. Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a fucking animal.
He looks like an animal.
He's top five in the NBA right now, for sure.
Oh, easy. Someone say top three. Some may say top two.
Top five ugliest guys, too.
He is ugly.
Sure.
He is ugly, but he's going to bang super hot. I'm going right here. It's going to be Miami, in my opinion. Miami versus the Cleveland.
Miami?
Yeah, Miami's got a good squad, dude.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you. Hey!
Miami what? Goes how far?
I think they go to conference finals versus Cleveland. Hey!
No way! No way!
You're on with Ari Shaffir taking a shit.
Oh, yeah! It's a long time talk, baby.
James Winston's father is online calling with Ari. Calling on with Ari Shaffir of This Is Not Happening, going to be filming very soon on Comedy Central. Mr. Winston, thank you for calling in.
Ari, I'd like to tell a story on that show. Can I talk about the time I almost killed a man, but it's not, can't be admissible in court at this point?
Okay.
How did you almost kill a man?
Murder isn't, there's no, did you actually kill him, or did you just try?
Let's just say that nobody's seen him in about 15 years.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot. How do you feel about your son playing now? He's got the fourth worst quarterback rating in football, just ahead of Colin Kaepernick, and just behind Blake Bortles.
I don't care, dude. I think he's going to do great, man. I like him. I think he's poised. Evans hasn't been very healthy, but I'd like to hear Mr. Winston's take on it.
I didn't hear what he said because I'm busy counting my money, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's a lot of money.
Now, what did you in particular, your son's first game against Mariota, who outplayed him for sure. Your son's first pass ever was a touchdown just for the wrong team.
No, yeah.
I was barely watching. I'm up in these order suites. They got the ladies. They got the fine shrimp, the crab legs. They got Bacardi breezers. This is unbelievable. The ride of a lifetime.
Breezers. Yeah, your family does seem to love crab legs. Is that something that he got from you?
Oh, I still am young. I said, you can't get it. You got to steal it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. What did you say to Winston after his first rough game? Where already the talking heads were saying Tampa made a mistake by not taking Mariota. Did you give him any words of wisdom, Mr. Winston?
I said, son, don't watch ESPN. They got some racist motherfuckers. That white guy named Mero. Who the fuck is Mero? What's he ever done?
Mel Kiper.
Merrill, what's that guy's name? Merrill Lynch?
Merrill Lynch? What are you doing?
I thought it was pointing at me. I was like, what am I doing?
Okay, go on. Merrill Lynch, you talk shit about James.
Merrill Lynch really said anything about your kid.
No, it was Merrill Hodge who said that your kid was.
For Merrill Lynch, those are the financial people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them in my mind because I just bought a new Bentley off my son's money.
Oh, nice. Can you talk about
spending most of his money?
Yeah, it sounds like you're spending all of your son's money, and we're only 3 weeks into his football career starting.
Hey, who raised him, motherfucker? Who got him to this point? Well, it's me, Antonio Winston. I deserve my comeuppance.
I totally agree with you. Listen, can you talk about the controversy out there right now that they've done studies that, like, most of your NFL rookies, black rookies, are only dating blonde white women. What's your take on that?
Oh, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think most of the fathers are dating blonde women as well.
Wow, are you dating only white chicks?
I got this chick. She looks like Miss Piggy. She's thick. She's blonde. Oh, I love it.
She looks like Miss Piggy?
That's crazy.
Don't tell my wife.
What do you think changed with your son from week one to week two? Second game, he looked like he was starting to feel a little comfortable in the pocket.
Second game, I go up to him. I came out of the owner's suite. I gave him a Gatorade bottle. I said, son, drink this. You're going to feel great. A little Bacardi breezer mixed with some orange Gatorade. And he played nice and relaxed.
So you're putting booze in his Gatorade?
A little B&B and orange Gatorade. BBOG, baby.
Now,
what does that stand for?
Bacardi Breezer OG.
Bacardi Breezer and orange Gatorade.
Dude,
that BBOG, baby. You got to get that BBOG game on. You feel it. You guys do comedy. You drink some of that BBOG before it's day. You're going to be feeling dynamite up
Mr.
there.
Mr. Winston.
And now we have the name of the episode, BBOG.
Listen, being in Tampa is one of my favorite cities. They're just nothing but filthy Florida women out there. Are you enjoying the strip clubs out there? Because a lot of people call Tampa the Vegas of the East. What do you
They got this place called Wybor City. It's some of the finest women I've ever seen in my life.
Actually, that's called Ybor City, and that is the gay section of Tampa.
Well, some of these ladies, they do look a little masculine, but I've been enjoying their services.
Yeah, a hole's a hole, right? A hole's a hole?
Hey, it's got something in there. You can stick it in there. Who cares what's going on? You're drinking up Bacardi Breezers. Anybody that's good.
We have a new sponsor of the show today.
How the women reacting to you and the cross-dressers when they find out your son is Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's been playing a little tired because I make him go out with me because a lot of people don't believe he's my son. So whenever I'm out, I make him come out with me until 3-4 in the morning most nights.
Even on game day?
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday night. I got to get that pussy. It doesn't matter what happens with him. He's a rookie. They'll understand.
Are you worried about these women trying to get pregnant to take your money?
know, I snipped it a long time ago, so just like Irish Jafina, no condoms for me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like sex like Russian roulette. I just shoot to kill.
Yeah, just worry about it months later. Who knows?
Yeah, that's why I give them fake names and numbers. Mr. Winston.
It is a mess.
What's the craziest groupie story you have about Jameis Winston? Do you have any crazy group where girls just had to get that dick?
Oh, man, me and Jameis we've been in 2-on-8s, 2-on-10 situations.
2-on-10?
2-on-10.
Was this a Bruce Lee fight?
You can barely play any sort of zone defense. You got 2-on-10. There's just titties everywhere, pussies. You got to defend it for yourself.
That's 20 tits in the room.
Yeah.
22 if you include Winston.
It's unbelievable.
Now,
there was one chick who had a mastectomy, so there was 19 titties in the room.
Now, you're old school, Mr. Winston. Do you eat pussy? I know the brothers back in the day did not eat pussy. Are you a pussy-eating brother?
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
For the first 48 years of my life, I didn't touch the pussy. I didn't eat it with my mouth. But the last bunch of years, I've gotten real into it.
Yeah. What changed?
Well, one night I had some crab legs. I dipped it into some pussy, and I've been hooked ever since.
Of course. Can you swim?
I would do it.
Can you swim?
Barely. I can stand in the water, but even then, I'm a little uncomfortable.
There we go. What do we do now? What do we do now? That was great. I love fucking Mr. Winston. Show's coming to an end. Great show, Ari. Thanks for coming in one-thirds into the show. It was really great to have you on.
I tried. Did you do the sponsors?
Yeah. We talked about it. I actually went on. I actually got the app, and it's really interesting, man. It's a really interesting app. Hold on. Mr. Winston's calling back. Let's see what happens.
Might be Mr. Winston.
Mr. Winston, what's up?
Hey, Ari, I want to talk about a fucking Tom Brady.
Oh, no, it's Drunk Katie.
Oh, Drunk Katie.
What do you mean? You didn't fuck Tom Brady.
Drunk Black Cock Katie, everybody. Welcome her back to the show. I wonder where she's been.
You want to fucking call out Bill Belichick? This is what you get, Roger.
Well, we didn't call out Bill Belichick. We actually said that we think he's a good coach.
This is what happens when you break the Patriots mad. They're going to fucking,
I can barely see right now. I can barely see
right now. Let me ask you, Blackheart Katie, will you ever return to the Comedy Store? Last you were seen, you were getting drilled by a random black guy in the bathroom, and you forgot to lock the door.
And she got mad that the door... Shut the fucking door! It's like I've got to smoke some...
Those doors have locks on them?
Now, last time I saw you, you were projectile vomiting on the patio of the Comedy Store.
Yeah, making a young guy clean it up.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? That's called a 10-second timeout. Then you go back to what you do best, drinking booze.
Now, Katie, any truth to the that you gave up cocaine?
No way.
No truth whatsoever.
Okay, that's good.
It's one of the few white things I like in the world.
Okay, Katie, let me ask you: if it was court ordered, you had to give up one of two things. You have to either give up cocaine for the rest of your life or black dick. Which one are you giving up?
Good question.
Definitely coke.
Talk about a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, well,
can I kill myself?
Can I kill myself?
It's too hard of a choice.
Can I kill myself?
Any good stories of pro athletes fucking any pro athletes? Black Cock Katie?
I finally tracked down Malcolm Butler, and he fucking intercepted my pussy.
Did he take it to the house?
He took it to the house. He took it to the back door. He took it everywhere he wanted it.
Everywhere you wanted it.
Katie, how come you haven't gotten knocked up by black dick? You seem the only
no
white
kidding.
Chick who can't get knocked up by black guys.
I think it's the constant alcohol in my system. I probably killed about 40. I don't know. I can barely talk anymore.
What are you washing your pussy with, Bacardi Breezes?
151, bro.
I was there. That last guy who called, I would fuck him in the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You would fuck
you fuck everybody. Black Cock Katie, if the New England Patriots go undefeated, what kind of Black Cock fucking killing tour are you going to go on?
I'll match their record for every win. I'll have a Black Cock inside of me.
You're matching it for charity?
Ari, any last questions for Black Cock Katie?
Going cock for cock? Yeah. What's the smallest Black Cock you've ever seen?
Good question.
Thank you.
Eight inches.
Soft?
Soft. 8 inches soft, about 9 hot.
9 hot.
Were you disgusted by it, or how was your feeling about it overall?
I thought it was almost too small.
There we go.
Alright.
That's great. Well, guys, we're coming on to the end of our show. Oh.
Leave that one in.
My bad. Ari.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah, if you want to come to a This Is Not Happening taping, if anybody wants to come to one, it's October 5th, 6th, and 7th, 7:30 and 9:30, except the 5th, just one show. If you want to come, go to this link, theblacklistnyc.com/TINH, and fill out what show you want to go to and come see a taping. There's a lot of good shows. Simone is on the early Wednesday show. Man. Simone and Christina.
I'm going to come. Me too. All right, Ari, have fun in Toronto, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Bring back some poutine.
See
you. Real quick, we didn't do your dates out of the gates. Where are you going to be, Frank?
Oh, this Wednesday, I'm going to be in La Jolla at the Comedy Store, along with a bunch of other really cool comics, Gordon Downs, Hormuz Rashidi. What else? Doing Verbal Violence still. Jay Light's going to be doing his first La Jolla weekend with Theo Von this weekend, so that's going to be
great.
Cool. Yeah,
I love Jay Light.
Yeah, dude, he's a cool dude. He's actually got his own apartment now.
Oh, look who's all grown up.
Yep. Now he can, I don't have to worry about him fucking in the living room anymore.
Have you walked in on it?
There's a few times, but it's also like, man, kid needs to get down. You know, I can't, like, hate.
Do we know anyone he's fucked at the store?
There's a few open mic chicks. I mean, he's met, I mean, like, yeah. There's a few fans and stuff, but I don't think anyone, like,
well,
we all know.
Oh, he's getting fans?
I mean, from the roast battle, you know what I mean? Like, there's chicks who've seen him at the roast battle, and like, oh my god, you're so cute. And
good
then,
also, for
him. I think it's also because they, you know, he's just got that wholesome look, you know?
What the fuck is this?
Let me see.
What are you sending me this for? All right, we gotta go. Guys, check out all of our sponsors. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Start writing. Maybe you should try writing for it, Frank.
I need to.
Give a shit.
Yeah.
About your fucking community.
I will.
All right. We love you all. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. We love you all. We'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Suck it.